This is GQDN for Friday, August 22nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. And by the way, if you get Quest worthy, it's really, really good. Still worth the cost. Yes, it is. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, tomorrow's going to be good. It's football. I know. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some... Okay, we don't have stuff to give away, but we can find out how you can get something or win something. How about some sales that are going on, too? And how about you try to keep an open mind? Okay. It's a title, I'm sorry. But today we begin with the Raiders. So once again, here's your top five. So we begin at number five. Gideon Hong, Chinese one. Right now, they are on the Nexus King. Hugo Hero, they make history. They're on Dominius, part one, 52.23%. That means the top three are there too. Method, part three, 59.14%. Liquid, 40.96%. Once again, they're all part three because right now Echo has the lead, 36.96%. That's your top five right now. And it's getting good. But we got to take care of some news. So we begin with a story that came in there last night, and that is the Bungie boss, Pete Parsons, has left Bungie. So yes, he did. Because Sony did say that they'll be taking more control of Bungie, and they'll be integrating the studio under the PlayStation Studios umbrella. That's a quote from PushSquare.com. But if you remember, after Bungie's acquisition to Sony, they were granted some autonomy with some of the first-party studios. And Pete Parson took the CEO role in 2016, and he did preside over some tumultuous stuff. He was also accused of some of the scandals, which is not the thing that the community wanted. So here's what he said before he left. Quote, "After more than two decades of helping build this incredible studio, establishing Bungie Foundation, and grouping inspiring communities around our work, I've decided to pass the torch. This journey has been an honor of a lifetime. I'm deeply proud of the worlds we've built together and the millions of players we call them home. And most of all, I'm privileged by the opportunity to work alongside the incredible minds at Bungie." Now, Justin Truman, which is the former chief developer officer, will now take on the CEO role at Bungie. So here's what he said about that. Quote, "When we're at our best, we create worlds alongside you, our players' community, and build something that matters. Something that's worth your time, your passion, and your investment in us. Something that I've learned, hopefully over-delivers. I've also been a part of these efforts at Bungie when we've maybe not been at our best, when we've stumbled and realized through listening at our community that we've had missed the mark. I know I personally learned a lot over the years. I have all of us here from those conversations." So that did happen, but that's not the only movement that's going on, because your Xbox did say that Halo Studios now has a new creative director, and that is John J.J. Williams. Now, he worked at Raven Software, which they did work on a lot of Call of Duty titles, which would include Black Ops 6, Modern Warfare 3, Warzone, and Vanguard. And he also did serve as a senior game designer at the company before transitioning to the associate creative director. That Halo leaks got up on X and said, quote, "Halo Studios just hired a new creative director, John J.J. Williams. Previous experience, Midway Games, Disney Interactive Studios, Neither Realm Studios, Raven Software, Call of Duty, Respawn Entertainment, Apex Legends. He also had some experience working on Mortal Kombat, in Disney Infinity. So, we'll see how he does. But we're not done with the CEOs. No, because DC Studios co-CEO did say that they're still working on video games. And that's James Gunn. And he said that the company is preparing for a major push for the video game industry. Now, he also did say that the games will take time for those ideas and video games to materialize. So he did have an interview with Games Radar, and he did talk about the future of DC Studios and how he plans on expanding the DC universe in video games as well. Here's what Gunn said, quote, "There's been some slight movement on different things. We have a couple of little DC games coming out, but we have also talked about, in early stages of planning, some bigger things. One thing in particular I'm excited about, but it does take time. There's been some changes at Warner Brothers Games, so we're dealing with new people," end quote. So, they're trying to make some stuff. Well, there's already one that's been made, Battlefield 6. IGN did say that there's going to be some changes to Battlefield 6 because the players were complaining. And they were complaining about movements and mechanics and the speed of movement, moving side or moving out of a side to a jump. And DICE did say that it's now adjusting, quote, "to create more balanced and traditional Battlefield experience. Momentum, especially horizontal speed, carried from side into a jump that has been reduced. There is now a greater penalty for consecutive jumps, which lowers jump height when jumps are spammed. Firing while jumping or sliding will result in increased inaccuracy. These changes are designed to make sliding and jumping more situational, so they are no longer ideal options for engaging in gunfights, and will contribute to gameplay pace with reward skillful movement without becoming too fast or unpredictable. Parachute physics have also been retuned with reduced initial acceleration when opening the parachute for more controlled aerial movement," end quote. So the team did take a look at all the feedback and said, "We have stuff to fix." Now remember, the game comes out October 7th, and that'll be everywhere. If you can find it, I bet you can. It'll be out everywhere. But someone wants you to keep an open mind. Words are hard, I know. PC Games N did say that Yamiche Way of the Sword wants to retain the series spirit, even though they are letting the old school camera go. So, Onimusha, the Way of the Sword, has launched. And the game, designed to evolve since the dawn of dreams when it arrived in 2006. Capcom, the maker of it, did not shy away from the modern sensibilities. And the series was left to wallow due to the poor sales. And the newcomer, Mushai, they had to navigate through a busy market. They were talking to Lauren about how the studio was making the expectations at Gamescom. And the producer, Ariko Kawaki, and director Satoru Nai did say that there was some different Onimusha that was done in some ways. But they do remain firm that the series' DNA will be very much intact. And talking about the camera, they said that the roving camera would, quote, "greatly increases the immersion," end quote, which would track the focus would be on the protagonist, the track and focus. Now, Onimusha Way of the Sword release date is still next year. So, will this game actually make it? We shall see. But we go to something that's been out for a while. Eurogamer was talking about Stardew Valley, and the creator of the game said that they don't charge for collaborations. So who's the creator? That is Eric Concerned Ape Baron. And he did reveal that he never made any money directly from the in-game crossovers. But he did agree to implement the updates because he's a fan of the games. Or he also thought that players would like them. So he did get up on X under Concerned Ape and say, quote, "There have been a few collaborations between Stardew Valley and other games over the years. To be clear, I never receive any money from these collaborations. I've only done them because I was a fan of the other games, or because I generally thought the players would like it." End quote. Infinite Nikki did reply to that tweet, and yes, I said tweet. So here's what they said. Quote, "We really appreciate you sharing your feelings on this. Any unintended stress was the last thing we wanted. It was our way of saying thanks. And a free love letter to Stardew Valley from our team and from the community. Working on it felt like we were all tending a little farm together. The care and detail you pour into the world is exactly why we want to make cozy games too. We're still learning from you every day." So that is going on. Now we get to some sales. We got some earbuds for sale because we're getting close to Labor Day, and Labor Day does provide some sales. So, according to Engadget.com, if you're looking for a laptop, the Apple MacBook Air 13-inch is $799, saving $200. The AirPods Pro is $169. The Apple Mac Mini M4 is for $499. The Sony WH-1000XM5 headphones are $274. That's 32% off. And there's some other things too. So go check that out. But there's also a monitor on sale. According to PC Games N, the LG Ultra Gear 27GL83AB is the one that's on sale. Keep in mind, it's 2560 by 1440 screen resolution and 144Hz refresh rate. Right now it's 37% off. It is $190 on Amazon. So go check that one out if you need a monitor. 27 inches, that's the display size. So go check that one out. Oh, Pure Xbox, if you wanted to see some of the galleries, they have it up on their site, because they're showing off some of the pictures at Gamescom at the Xbox Hall, showing off some of the games, the Xbox Alley X, yeah, the ROG Xbox Alley X, Ninja Gaiden, Silk Song, Indiana Jones, Outer Worlds 2, Borderlands 4, and that's just a handful. Now, PC Games N also said that you can get a VR headset, and all you have to do to enter for the Meta Quest 3, you need to follow Xbox on X, and once you're a follower, you need to repost the X post, including the hashtag Xbox Play Anywhere Sweepstakes in your own message. You'll get one entry per account. That is the Meta Quest 3. And right now, the 512GB one is $500. So you would get a free one if you enter. Oh, we do like World of Warcraft, don't we? If you want some gear for the upcoming expansion, Into the Void, they're already on sale. There's a sweatshirt that says Into the Void, t-shirt, Salatath on it, a mug, a hat, two different types actually of hats. There's some stuff that's up on the store. Tomorrow's the weekly show. Oh, we're talking about all of this and a lot more. Thanks, Gamescom. And that'll be on twitch.tv/DawnForge tomorrow night at 6 p.m. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some games, people.